is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Thursday that all four European Union leaders present in Kyiv supported the idea of granting an immediate EU candidate status to Ukraine. Macron made the comments at a news conference after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and Romanian President Klaus Iohannis. Macron also added that France would step up arms deliveries to the country at war with Russia. The city of Beijing on Thursday declared an initial victory in its latest battle with COVID-19 after testing millions of people and quarantining thousands in the past week to stem an outbreak prolonged by a sudden wave of cases linked to a bar. The flare-up at the popular Heaven supermarket bar emerged just days after the Chinese capital started to lift widespread curbs. Restrictions had been in place for around a month in Beijing to tackle a broader outbreak that began in late April. The World Health Organization, or WHO, is procuring thousands of monkeypox tests for Africa and working to ensure the continent has fair access to vaccines should the need arise. WHO Africa Director Matshis Diso Moeti said on Thursday, monkeypox is a viral disease that causes flu-like symptoms and skin lesions. It's endemic in parts of Africa, but this year there has been an increase in cases both on the continent and in the rest of the world. The WHO is not recommending mass vaccination on the continent at this stage. And North Korea reported an outbreak of an unidentified intestinal epidemic in a farming region on Thursday. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria's main opposition presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, on Thursday picked a governor from the oil-producing Delta State as a running mate for next year's presidential election. The choice points to a strategy by Abubakar, a northern Muslim, to generate support in the largely Christian South. In Nigeria, with a population of 200 million and some 250 ethnic groups, geographical affiliations are crucial in calculations for political and electoral success. Ifeanyi Okawa has been governor of Delta since 2015 and is a veteran of the opposition People's Democratic Party, or PDP. Abubakar, a former vice president and former Lagos State Governor Bola Tinubu, the ruling party candidate, are the lead contenders for the election to succeed President Buhari, who steps down next year. Nigeria's next president will face several security issues, including an Islamist insurgency, banditry and kidnappings, long-running unrest in the Niger Delta, herd-farmer confrontations, and separatist agitation in the southeast. The French army said in a statement its Barkhane forces killed close to 40 people in an anti-terrorism strike in a border region with Niger and Burkina Faso on June 14th. Armed men killed at least 100 civilians in a rural district of northern Burkina Faso close to the border with Niger over the weekend, a security source said. The French army in Thursday's statement did not elaborate whether the strike was linked to the incident. The United States issued fresh Iran-related sanctions on Thursday targeting petrochemical and shipping companies and two individuals, according to the Treasury Department website, and U.S. stocks and stock indexes. It opened sharply lower on Thursday, with growth shares taking the biggest hit after the Federal Reserve's biggest interest rate hike since 1994 fanned recession worries. Taiwan's military showed off its latest domestically produced armored vehicle on Thursday, the CM-34 Clouded Leopard, at a remote manufacturing site in the mountains of the central part of the island. Taiwan has been keen to demonstrate its resolve to defend itself should China ever attack. China claims the democratically governed island as its own territory. Those fears have become more pronounced over the past 2 years or so as Beijing steps up military activities near Taiwan. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.